Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Hello, people. Welcome to another installment of my Hints for Gracious Living. I'm Brini Maxwell, and this week we're talking about a lost art form that's getting some new life breathed into it, stereopticon photography. You may remember having a ViewMaster as a child. It's the most recognizable form of stereoptics, and they're still available today. Stereophotography was invented in the mid-19th century and was an extremely popular diversion, in part because of the publicity it received when Queen Victoria took a fancy to it. It subsequently lost favor as motion pictures gained prominence in the early 20th century, but it never completely disappeared and is gaining popularity again as a fun way to preserve memories. I was introduced to it by Mick Andriano, a talented photographer who thinks outside the box. Some stereopticon images that Mick took of me can be seen on my website, BriniMaxwell.com. The camera he uses is a Kodak stereo from the 1950s, a period when home stereo photography had a resurgence, Mick says. Beautiful vintage stereo cameras from the mid-20th century, like Mick's, are available on eBay. It's well worth a look-see. Now, if you'd like to take a look at some of Mick's photography, visit StereoNewYork.com. If you don't want to go the vintage route, you can find new stereo cameras at most well-equipped camera stores, including the Calamar 3D lenticular camera and the Vivitar 3D camera. You can even get an attachment for a regular digital camera that splits the frame into a stereo image. Taking the photos is the easy part, according to Mick. Viewing them is a little more complicated. Some people can view the images placed side by side with the naked eye and a little concentration. Most people will need a viewer of some kind. There are several different options out there, the simplest of which is a stereoscope, similar to the ones made famous in the 1850s. If you're interested in the subject and aren't put off by a little naked flesh, there's a fun little book of stereo images of pinup girls from the 1950s. The photography is quite delightful, and the subject matter is very kitschy. The book, which comes with its own stereopticon viewer, is called Peep Show, and is published by St. Martin's Press. Creating stereopticon images is a fun way to explore photography. The novelty is sure to generate interest from your friends, and they'll love seeing themselves and each other in 3D. Well, thanks for joining me this week. Now, you want to be sure and stop by BriniMaxwell.com to watch my video podcast this week. I'm raising a turkey on my fire escape for Thanksgiving. You can also subscribe at iTunes, or your favorite aggregator, if you don't want to keep checking back each week. And next week on this podcast, we'll be talking about cozying up to a warm fire. Until then, I'm Brini Maxwell. Bye now.
Alt NPR.